Yeah, it's kind of the whole deal. I got $150 into my repeater, and it's been a stud ever since I put it in. Well, we had those initial hiccups, but I mean, it's been rock solid and zero maintenance virtually. So it's hard to complain, other than the fact that it's utilizing my only antenna that I would like to do other things with and play with other radios on. I guess I could just put a switch on it, right? That'd be the easy route. But yeah, your ID is showing this is my 5550E, so I haven't put any. I haven't updated it in months, so I don't know. I know for a fact that VMR ID is not in my contacts, so that might be part of it.